It's McCurley in the morning, and I've got the two phenoms in here. It is Michael Giddens. It is Alex Bauman.
What's your definition of phenom?
When it comes to eating for you and when it comes to basketball for him.
Oh.
Okay. Phenoms. Okay. All right. Listen, when it comes to eating, okay?
I'm a phenom.
We're going to challenge right now our listeners. I changed up on our segments. We're going to do this first.
Okay.
We're going to challenge our listeners to give us an idea for this summer. Now, when I say summer, it can be first summer, part of the summer, midsummer, whatever. Once school's out, I'm giving a challenge right now. So you got about 5 months to work on this thing. Hit us up on our Facebook page, Kicks 100.3 Facebook page. Let us know of a good eating contest. And Bauman and my money are on the human consumption machine. He's going to be in it no matter what it is, unless it's coleslaw.
Or olives.
Well, olives. I mean, listen, if it's coleslaw, he's not participating. We want to know what would be a good idea. Would it be pizza? Would it be hot dogs? Could it be corn dogs?
All of the above.
I mean, if it's corn dogs.
I'm going with Alex. He'd eat the stick and all.
Corn dogs, mac and cheese. I will secede my position.
I was thinking, what about chicken nuggets from somewhere? How many chicken nuggets could he eat? Because this was the question. He proposed for it to be the big bacon whopper.
The Bacon King from Burger King.
Bauman, what would be the over or under for Giddens on the Bacon King? I said 11.
I say 15. I think he can get 50. If he hasn't eaten the entire day, I think 15.
He says he's good for 7. I say he's good for 11.
Y'all hadn't had one of those in a while. Those things are big.
Well, I don't care. If there's somebody next to him and there's a trophy involved and they're both eating BK Kings, he's going to go further.
What if it's a lifetime supply of that Whopper? Would you eat 15? Ooh. Would you just continually
eat? He'd eat 1,500.
What do you mean? As long as I keep eating, they'll keep bringing them out?
Yeah, and here's the question now. No matter what the product is, we want to know, should there be a time limit, or as long as you're continuously chewing and swallowing, you can go as long as you want to go?
I mean, most eating competitions are set upon a time limit, but I would love to be in one where it's about stamina and endurance. Because I'd sit there forever.
Nobody would ever.
I spent 4.5 hours one time in a Western sizzling.
Give him the trophy now if that's the case. Nobody, you know. But then again, you haven't met all of our listening public of Kicks 100.3.
That's true.
Yeah,
There's lots of jelly rolls out there.
Yeah, there might be a big boy bussy out there that comes in here and puts you down.
Hey, bring on the challenge.
The first thing, what's the first thing we need to conquer here, Alex? Is it the product or is it the actual rules?
I think it's the food. You got to figure out what the food is going to be.
I think so, too. And you don't get to choose this.
I'm fine with that. You know, I'm going to eat whatever.
I think somebody ought to choose coleslaw. I really
do. That's not fair,
though. For automatic win. I don't think you can do hot dogs because Nathan's already does hot dogs. You got to avoid that one.
Yeah, we want something unique.
Well, and here's the thing. Now, once we figure it out with our public, we're not going to do this on our own. We want feedback here.
Okay? I'll tell you what, though. I don't want anything with Lenny Fazzaro in a sub sandwich eating contest.
Lenny's going to be there with a pennant cheering you on.
Okay, good.
With a pennant. Okay, but here's the thing. We need rules. We need ideas because in the Nathan's hot dog, they have a cup of water that they dunk that thing in with the bread, and they just suck the weenie down like it's – they don't even chew. I don't care how you eat it, but we need to know, is there going to be a time frame? We also have got to have some people who are willing to sponsor this. In other words, if it's going to be hamburgers – is it going to be Burger King?
Can the Silicaga Ambulance Service sponsor it?
Absolutely.
To wheel me away after?
Hey, I mean, well, you know, they used to have a chili cook-off here, and that wasn't a contest, but on that day they had a jalapeno pepper eating contest.
Oh, yeah. Right up my alley.
I got two ideas for food here.
Okay.
You could do a pancakes or waffles and get Huddle House to do it.
Oh.
And you could have the little side thing be a glass of syrup. You have to drink with it. You have to finish it and all the pancakes or waffles. Or you could do shrimp and get, like, the wharf to do something with it.
Oh, my Lord. He'd put them out of business.
Porque dos. Why not both? And also, speaking of porque dos, why not a
What is por qué dos?
Why not both in Spanish?
I didn't jump the border. I don't speak.
No, it's national. It's nationally locked down now. So you know, if you didn't already know Spanish, you can't not learn Spanish currently.
I don't want to know Spanish. I speak English good.
Por qué dos?
Well, you know, you can speak it all you want to, but I ain't gonna answer.
I'll eat quesadillas, enchiladas, burritos, tacos, tortas. Well,
what about, you know, I was thinking, what about some kind of, I told him ice cream. I mean, Bluebell. I mean, that'd be
a tough one, though. Brain freeze at 10 for somebody.
Hey, there's only a little bit of brain up here anyway, so there's not much to have to worry about freezing.
Yeah, it wouldn't take long to freeze that. But we need ideas. We don't want to sit here and give them all out. What about, you know, some form of fish, pizza? Nobody's said pizza. That would be a great one. Just have to.
I've already lost one pizza eating contest in my life, so slices, I need redemption.
The slices would have to be somewhat the same size, you know, or close to it, to be fair.
Can you touch 41 slices?
I can't touch four slices.
That was my old record back in high school. It was 41.
We need ideas, folks. Get on our Facebook page, Kicks 100.3. We'd like to set this up. We're going to make a big deal about this. This is going to be, we'll have the radio blasting out there. You know what? Bauman, why couldn't we do it live on McCurley in the morning, on a Friday morning? Wouldn't that be great?
Just have the sound effects.
Wouldn't it be great to have me mic'd up the whole time smacking into it?
And the one who proclaims the winner on Friday, how about Judge Joni?
Yeah.
She's the judge.
Yeah.
You know, we got it covered. My NASCAR guys would be here on Friday. You could eat a NASCAR tire, couldn't you?
And I'll probably have a cavity afterwards, so I need to go to Southern Smiles afterwards.
You would need a pit
sugar
crew
that I'll put in.
You would need a pit crew and a plunger.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Hey, we need ideas, folks. When we come back, Bauman's got an idea that he wants to talk about. Be thinking of three things. I'm going to hit you with a whiz like this.
Caramel cake.
No, not yet. Okay. Not yet.
Okay.
Wait till we come back. Right now, more hit kicking country. You know what? Clay Walker said it best in the eating contest right here. It won't be like this for long.